From the KTOO newsroom here in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this local, statewide, and regional update. A website went live at 5 p.m. Thursday to take applications for small business relief loans in Juneau. By midday Friday, dozens of completed applications had come in for the publicly financed program. The head of the Juneau nonprofit running the program says demand is strong. At least 50 other applications were in progress. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
Venetia Santana had to lay off her entire restaurant's 10-person staff last month as COVID-19 countermeasures ramped up. She's the V, who owns V's Cellar Door in downtown Juneau.
And that was the hardest, honestly the hardest day of my life. By the third person I spoke to, my fiancé had to take over because I just couldn't do it.
It's just Santana and her fiancé now running what's left of the business, takeout and delivery. She says they're doing maybe $100 of business a day, working 12-hour days. She's still got bills to pay, like the restaurant's lease, utilities, and insurance. So she was in the virtual line to get an emergency relief loan application into the Juneau Economic Development Corporation.
The goal is to first stop the fire. You know, the fire is going, stop the fire. There's a bunch of bills right now that are just on hold to pay. And most people have been really good about deferring, but the bottom line is it's still a deferral. The bills are still adding up.
And that's the idea behind the loan program, says JEDC Executive Director Brian Holst. Keep those businesses going so the eventual economic recovery is fast. His organization is administering the loans.
It's hard to start a small business, and it's hard to keep it open. There's a high failure rate. So the people that we're lending to are businesses that have gone through some hurdles and have been able to find a way to operate successfully in Juneau's economy. For us to lose those businesses would be really hard because it's going to be really hard to replace them again.
Holst says there's strong demand and encourages patience. Santana says the site kept freezing on her when she tried to apply, which she understands.
I was a year away from being debt-free, and now it's like I'm going completely backwards. So it's like I feel like, wow, I'm taking out loans to save my business, which I will do. I will fight every step of the way. I did not work this hard to give up my dream.
A qualified local business could be eligible for up to $50,000 with little or no interest. As a ballpark figure, several Juneau Assembly members talked about helping 100 local businesses earlier this week. They set aside $3 million for the hastily set up loan program. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Raven Air Group, formerly the largest regional air carrier in Alaska, is shutting down all operations and has filed for bankruptcy. The company made the announcement that it would park all remaining planes and lay off all employees in a press release on Sunday morning. On Sunday evening, the company sent out a revised press release, including the new information that it would be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in U.S. District Court in Delaware. The decision complicates travel and logistics around the state, including to the North Slope, where community service has already been cut on Thursday. The company blamed its inability to continue to operate on a 90% drop in revenue caused by a coronavirus-related drop-off in travel across the state. On Thursday, the company already cut 90% of its flights, including to most small communities. David Rupert, a spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service, said that the decision caught the Postal Service off guard.
Normally, you would have some sort of notice that you were, you know, somebody wasn't going to provide the route anymore, and it's an advanced logistical decision. And obviously, this time around, we didn't have that luxury of time.
But, he said, the Postal Service had filled in the gaps working with smaller carriers.
We were able to cover just about all of the communities through one means or another. So either through commercial or cargo carriers, and to be able to renegotiate, you know, to add those to some emergency contracts. And we were able to cover just about all of those routes to the full service.
After the announcement of the cuts on Thursday, Wright Air Services stepped in to fill the gaps in passenger routes around the North Slope, but the latest round of cuts caused new hurdles for freight because other carriers were relying on Raven's ground crew.
So Northern Air Cargo, Linden Air Freight, and Everett's Air Alaska are all handled on the ground by Raven here in Barrow. So that would mean turning up the aircraft, fueling services, operating forklifts, hangar if needed, and processing of mail and delivery in the community.
By Sunday afternoon, Wright had hired 5 of Raven's ground crew employees and was working on getting access to Raven's facilities in order to keep freight running smoothly. much of Alaska's economy is at a standstill. As state leaders work to slow the spread of the coronavirus, people are staying home. Many businesses have closed or greatly reduced operations. Thousands of people are out of work. New estimates show the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic could be huge. As Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, estimates show the state could lose up to 50,000 jobs if closures drag on, and the value of goods and services produced in state could be reduced by billions of dollars.
Musin Gatabi is an economist at the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research, and he wants to make one thing clear.
People may interpret economic decline or projected economic decline as meaning we should reopen the economy and we should send people back to work, which I think is the wrong takeaway.
Last month, Governor Mike Dunleavy mandated the closure of dine-in service at restaurants and bars, and non-essential businesses are closed. While these closures have resulted in widespread job loss, Gatabi says containing the virus is critical. Essentially, these short-term impacts are poised to be big, but the state's long-term economic health depends on getting the virus under control. On March 27th, Gatabi published research that estimates the size of economic impacts from the pandemic. His calculations are based on business closures persisting for the next few months.
The numbers are not really surprising. They're big and they're ugly, and that's to be expected because essentially we're freezing economic activity. The question now is, how significant is the response to this freezing?
In April, the first full month of closures, Gatabi estimates the state could lose 27,000 jobs compared to April 2019. That adds up to $79 million in lost wages. And if people aren't getting paid, they're less likely to put money back into the economy.
And so if you were to potentially follow the money, how many indirect jobs can potentially be lost? Or what is the ripple effect of this first round of layoffs? And, you know, the numbers get uglier in that you find that there could be another 20,000 people laid off if this were to potentially last another few months.
Gatabi says the scale of relief efforts need to match those losses.
States, federal government needs to be as aggressive as possible so that when the virus gets contained, the households, the businesses are at least kept whole or as near to whole as possible so that slowly spending patterns and travel kind of can start resuming.
Gatabi says once the virus is contained, it's still going to take a long time for the economy to recover. He says the economy isn't like a faucet. You can't just turn it back on and expect the water to flow as usual.
It's not like people are just going to go out and start spending money. I think that this is one of those times where the aid package at the federal level and whatever aid packages will get passed at the state level are going to help people get through this period of time. It's going to take a long time.
There are a few important things that Gatabi's calculations don't account for. These numbers represent potential losses in the absence of government relief. So the numbers might not be so great depending on the scale of state and federal assistance. On the flip side, this report also does not account for the negative impact of low oil prices. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
The global economic crisis caused by coronavirus has devastated the oil industry in the U.S., which pumps more crude oil than any other country. In the first quarter, the price of U.S. crude fell harder than at any point in history, plunging 66% to around $20 a barrel. A generation ago, a drop in oil prices would have largely been celebrated in the U.S., translating into cheaper gas for consumers. But today, those depressed prices carry negative economic consequences, particularly in states that have become dependent on oil, like Alaska, to keep their budgets balanced and residents employed. Checking in with weather, it's currently 39 degrees and mostly cloudy at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Scattered snow showers before 4 p.m. tomorrow, then scattered rain showers. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.